This slide shows an overall view of the needs and strengths of clients ages 6 to 20 at Pacific Clinics as of February 5th, 2020. You may find your own useful ways of using this information, whether you're looking at all clients at the agency or your own caseload. Here are some ideas. Noticing that there are nearly 40% of our youth who experience depression, the group can decide to spend some weeks working out best strategies for addressing depression in the population they serve. A supervisor can bring up the needs of clients at a particular site, and the group may notice how those needs differ from the agency overall. For example, at your site, anger may come up as the number one need, whereas in the agency, the number one need at this time for youth is depression. You can spend a few group supervisions focusing on generating excellent ideas of how your team would like to approach depression. By focusing on a topic, like how to treat depression, each group member has a chance to share their own strategies and skills with the rest of the group. It can make for excellent allocation of resources within your group. Or you might come up with best three strategies for addressing each of these other difficulties that come out in this overall snapshot. You can see that many of you struggle with anxiety, anger, impulsivity, hyperactivity, and adjustment to trauma. As a group, you can make any of these areas of focus and group supervision and work as a team. Additionally, in the life functioning section, you can generate a helpful list of common functional impairments, which can be helpful for use in our assessments, treatment planning, and progress note documentation. The group can generate ideas as to how to address the functional impairments seen here, including, for example, sleep. As a group, it is often far easier to come up with good ideas than each person working on the problem individually. Part of case conceptualization is deciding whether interventions should focus on the emotional need or the functional impairment, and how one may influence the other. If I address depression, will sleep improve? If I address sleep, will the depression improve? In group, you may look at which merits focused attention. Lastly, addressing strategies as a group for suicide risk is worthy of group discussion at consistent intervals.